We continue in Sefer HaTanya Be'ezrat Hashem. We are in the middle of Perek Kav Gimel. Ve'lo od, ela she'yichudam hu be'yeter se'et ve'yeter oz, mi'yichud or en sof baruch hu be'olamot elyonim. Even further, the yichud, the connection that is created of the nefesh and its levushim of dibur and machshava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of learning Torah, is even greater. Be'yeter se'et ve'yeter oz. This yichud is even greater than the unity of Or En Sof Baruch Hu ba'olamot ha'elyonim, of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the uppermost worlds. And why is that? Me'achar she'ratzon ha'elyon הוא בגילוי ממש בנפש ולבושיה העוסקים בתורה. Because when the nefesh and its garments are learning Torah, are immersed in Torah, so then the Ratzon HaElyon, the divine will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is ממש בגילוי in the nefesh, is fully revealed in the nefesh. Shehare hu hu ha-Torah atzma, because as we said before, the Torah itself is the Ratzon ha-Elyon, and that is what is being absorbed in the person's mind as he is learning. Whereas v'chol ha-olamot ha-Elyonim mekablim chiyutam me'or v'chiyut ha-nimshach me'at-Torah. The upper worlds only receive their chiyut, their life energy, from the light and the chiyut that is drawn out of the Torah. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the purpose of the Torah, and it was the energy of the Torah itself that created the world, as the Baal HaTanya is going to explain. And the world exists only for the sake of the Torah. So therefore, the light and the energy that is present in the Olamot HaElyonim is secondary. It's only for the sake of the Torah. And therefore, the yichud of the nefesh that happens during learning Torah is even a greater yichud than is present in the Olamot HaElyonim. And now, how do we see that the Torah energy is what created the worlds? Shehi retzono v'chochmato yitbarach. Because the Torah is Hashem's will and His chochmah with which He created the world, kedichtiv, as it says, kulam v'chochmah asita. Hashem created the entire world with chochma. V'im ken ha-chochma shehi ha-Torah le'ma'ala mikulam. So it follows that Hashem's chochma, which is the Torah, is higher than the worlds, because the Torah is what caused them. V'hi hi retzono yitbarach. The chochma, the Torah, is the will of Hashem, ha-nikra sovev kol almin, which is called, in the Lashon of the Zohar, sovev kol almin. In the Zohar HaKadosh, we find two descriptions to the light of Hashem that fills the world. There's one that's sovev kol almin, and there's memale kol almin. Sovev kol almin is referring to the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not compatible with the worlds that are created. The light of Sovev Kol Almim is too intense for the worlds, and therefore it is only Sovev, it only encircles, it surrounds the world, which means it doesn't occupy the same space as the world. Shehi bechinat ma she'eno yachol leitlabesh betoch almin. The Sovev Kol Almin refers to the type of light and energy from Hashem which is unable to be mitlabesh betoch almin, to be enmeshed in the world. Rak mechaye u'meir lema'ala. It provides energy and life to the worlds in an indirect from way, from a distance, bivchinat makif, in a way that is makif, that is only encircling it. And yet, והיא היא המתלבשת בנפש ולבושיה בבחינת גילוי ממש כשעוסקים בתורה. It is this or of sovev kol almin that is exactly what becomes absorbed in the nefesh and its levushim in an open way when one is learning Torah. Now, how is this possible? You might ask, how come we don't feel that? Why is it that our nefesh doesn't just expire, doesn't leave us at the time when we learn Torah? After all, if this is the light that is observed by the nefesh. So the Baal HaTanya says, Ve'af al gav de'ihu lachazeh, even though they don't see, this is referring to a Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Lashon in Gemara Masechet Megillah, Dav Gimel, about Hananel, Mishael, Va'azariah, and Daniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way that we remain unaware of the great intense light that is coming into our nefesh during the time that we are learning Torah. We're only able to sense it in a subconscious way by our mazal, by the shoresh of our neshama, that's the higher self. That's afal gav de'ihu lachazeh, even though we're not able to see it, but our mazal is able to feel it. Umishum hachi yachol lisbol mishum de'lachazeh. And that's why we're able to withstand it, because our physical being doesn't see it, is not conscious of it. Masha'enken ba'elyonim, which obviously is not the case in the upper worlds that are fully conscious of what they receive, so therefore they wouldn't be able to withstand that such exposure to such light of the sovev kol almin, which is actually what is absorbed by the person when he's learning Torah. Ubaze yuvan lama gadla meod ma'alata esek b'Torah yoter mikol ha'mitzvot. With this we understand why learning Torah is the most important activity that a Jew can do, even bigger than mitzvot themselves. Vafilu mitfilah. It even transcends the mitzvah of tefillah. Shehi yichud olamot ha'elyonim. Tefillah is an act of being meyached, of unification of all the olamot ha'elyonim through tefillah. But when it comes to Torah, the person himself becomes one with Hashem without any hester panim, as was said before. V'ha demi she'en torato umanuto tzarich lafsik. And this, that the halakha is that one who is only a part-time learner, who's not a torato umanuto, so the halakha is that he has to stop for tefillah, which may suggest that tefillah is greater than learning. It's not a question, says the Baal HaTanya. Hainu me'achar demafsikum vatel belavachi. That's the reason why he has to stop for tefillah, is because the person who's not Torato Umanuto is only a part-time learner. So being that he stops in any case, he stops his learning in order to do what he needs to do. So therefore, for tefillah, he might as well as stop his learning as well for tefillah. But that is not a proof that essentially tefillah is greater. Limud Torah is keneged kulam, is the greatest act that a Jew can perform. Umizeh yuchal ha-maskil lehamshich alav yir'a gedola be'osko b'Torah. When we think about this, a person can draw upon himself inspiration of Yir'at Shamayim while he is learning. Kesheitbonen ech shenafsho ulvusheha shevemucho ubefiv. When he contemplates how his nefesh and how its garments and how his mouth hem meyuchadim mamash betachlit hayichud beratzon ha'elyon. How they are literally merged together in oneness with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'or en sof Baruch Hu mamash hamitgale bahem, and with the light, the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed in our nefesh at the time of learning. Ma shekol ha'olamot elyonim v'tachtonim kelach ha'shive kameh. That which all the worlds, upper and lower, are considered as zero in his presence, in the presence of Hashem. Uche'ayin ve'efes mamash, null and void, at she'eno mitlavesh betocha mamash, to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light is only sovev, it cannot be mitlavesh betocham, enmeshed in them, ela sovev kol almin bivchinat makif, only in the way of a makif, as we said before, lehachayotam ikar chiyutam, to give them their main life energy. Rak ezo he'ara mitlabeshet betocham, and only a glimmer of that light actually comes into them. Ma sheyecholim lisbol, that amount, the extent that they are able to withstand, shelo yitbatlu bimtziut legamre, so that they don't lose their existence. This thought that a person has to have when he's learning Torah can bring a tremendous Yirat Shamayim through the act of learning. V'zehu shekatuv, that's what it means, v'yitzavenu Hashem et kol hachukim ha'ele le'yira'a et Hashem. That's why the Pasuk says that Hashem gave us these mitzvot and the learning of these chukim in order to gain yir'ah. You might ask, it should be the other way. First we have yir'ah of Hashem, and then because we fear Hashem, we do the mitzvot. But we see that it's the other way also, that Hashem gave us the mitzvot and the learning of Torah give us, they provide us a sense of yir'ah because of the feeling of the yichud, the unique yichud that we contemplate and we think about when we are learning. This is the yir'ah that Chachamim were referring to when they said, "Im en chokhmah en yir'ah." If there's no wisdom of Torah, there is no yir'at shamayim. Of course, there is yir'ah that precedes the chokhmah of learning, but then there is the higher level of yir'at shamayim that is attained after the act of learning. The Torah is compared to a gateway to that Yirat Shamayim, kemo shenitba'er b'makom acher. Ela delav kol mocha savil da yira kazo. However, it requires a lot of focusing and a lot of meditation, and not everybody is able to reach that level or to withstand that. Ach gam man dela savil mocho klal yira zo. Even if a person cannot hold this high level of yira'ah, lo mina ve lo miktzata, not even a part of it, mipenei p'chitut erech nafsho b'shorsha u'mkora, because of the fact that maybe the shorish of his nefesh comes from a lower place, b'madregot tachtonot, de eser sefirot de'asiya, it comes from one of the lower levels of the 10 sefirot of asiya, still, en yira'ah zo me'akevet bo lema'aseh, even though a person is not able to reach that higher level of yir'ah, it doesn't, it's not me'akev, it doesn't invalidate the Torah observance of the person, kemo sheyitba'er lekaman, as will be explained be'ezrat Hashem later on.